Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and autumn officially begins this week. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley says it won't take much rain for him to want a change of scenery. He tells 88.5 Zed Ronco about planning quick getaways in the fall and winter.
What do you like to do, or what do you want to do this fall?
Well, it's interesting how we kind of all mark or, you know, have an anchor for each season. But believe it or not, it is going to start raining here. And when it does, after a couple weeks, I think we'll all be looking for, you know, something to do, even if it's just a long weekend trip.
So do you have a list? Do you have things on your list?
Well, I've been reading about a few things that are really catching my eye and really appeal to me. One of them is to go out and pick your own apples and have kind of like they group together and make homemade applesauce. My mother used to do that when we were kids, and we have friends that do it, and it's really become kind of an annual tradition where everyone gets together. And if you're near an apple orchard, or if you're near Eastern Washington, you can actually just go over there, and there's several farms, and you spend the whole day doing it just with a group of friends. Great. Bonding community, yeah. You know.
And it is kind of a whole day thing. I mean, you want to do this with people you really like.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're spending a lot of time
right,
together.
Right. You know, another idea is to go out to, you know, the vineyards of Washington State or Oregon and go do some tastings. But a lot of these places also will do a beautiful lunch to combine that with a nice drive and going out and tasting some great wines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having a beautiful lunch out in the field, that just sounds fabulous.
And now is the time to start looking, right, for fall and for winter travel even.
Yeah, so right now I'm getting a load of emails from hotels and ski resorts saying, you know, we'll offer you a discount if you book now. I would just caution that you should make sure that is refundable, because I think if the snow isn't good, let's say in December or January, you may have, you know, just purchased yourself a week you know, up at a ski resort with no snow.
So there is some risk involved, and maybe just plan for, you know, hope for a weekend of good skiing and maybe be ready also for a weekend of hanging out in the lodge and reading.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. A little disappointing if you're a skier, though.
You know, especially when we get into the depth of winter around here, it really gives you probably something to look forward to.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, one of the things we're talking about as well with friends right now is getting renting a hotel room or a lodge for a couple of days and cross-country skiing, do a bit of cross-country skiing in the Methow Valley, Winthrop area.
Yeah.
It's stunning. And in the wintertime, they have endless miles of these gorgeous trails. And if you haven't ever, you know, if you're somewhat fit and you have not, you know, ever tried cross-country skiing, it's not hard. I mean, we took my daughter out there when she was 7, had a great time. I'm almost moving over to, you know, away from downhill to cross-country skiing because it's more relaxing. You soak up nature in a different way. Mm-hmm. You get a little exercise, which we all need in the wintertime when we're sitting around eating pies and, you know, meat pies and drinking beers.
Right.
So it's really healthy, and it gives you a real appreciation for the winter months.
So, Matthew, is there a time when it's too late? I mean, if I get into January and decide that I want to do something in later that month or in February, has that ship sailed, or can I still make it work?
No, you can make it work. It's easier to do it now. I mean, if you have a dream place, I would book now. I mean, now is absolutely the time if you have your heart set on being, let's say, at a particular lodge during Thanksgiving with your family. Do it now.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.